This is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
We've got Ricky on the line. Morning, Ricky.
Morning.
Morning. We're just resisting not to do that EastEnders thing. Yeah. Ricky! Ricky!
Do you get that a lot?
Oh, no, never. I've never heard of that before.
No?
I'm sure, you have.
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I normally just shout back, Bianca!
Bianca! Ricky!
So,
Bianca!
So how was your Christmas and New Year then, Ricky?
It was good, thanks, except I burnt the Brussels sprout.
Oh, no!
I was told, like, how can you burn Brussels sprouts? Like, it shouldn't be possible. But actually, like I said, I'm with my daughter in hospital, yeah. And one of the carers said they actually burnt the sprouts here on Christmas as well. So that made me feel a lot better.
I don't like Brussels sprouts myself.
Are you a fan of sprouts, though, on the whole, Ricky?
No, but my youngest daughter, she normally eats roughly about 30 sprouts on Christmas Day.
Wow.
But one year we really picked her up for eating about 5 or 6 of them, and now I think she just shows off. I think it actually makes her feel quite ill to eat that many, but I think she's just showing off.
Is this like one of those eating competitions, how many sprouts you can eat?
Yeah, she doesn't really touch much for the rest of the roast dinner, but she just eats sprouts. But of course, this year we had to limit her, you know, because of the burnt ones, because I had to do it on the batch.
And to limit the after effects, without going too much detail.
Yes, I was kind of thinking that myself.
To suffer, luckily.
Okay.
Baked beans are worse. But, you know, anyway, we probably shouldn't be talking about that
idea.
But,
probably not. Anyway, yeah. So, you've been looked after by, you know, the hospital, is it all? How are things at the Sabidas today?
Oh, they've been really good. She is getting better. She's just, we was in here really late Friday night, and obviously it was very busy. I think there's been a lot of doctor strikes at the moment. I think I saw that on the news before we got called in, because we got called in by the GP. And she said, you just need to go, and it's because of some results that we got back from the ECG.
Yep.
So they're just being really, they're being fantastic, to be fair. But
that's
my daughter's just very sleep deprived, and she's a teenager, so she's normally naturally a certain amount moody anyway. But no, she's doing really, really well, and I'm really pleased with her recovery. But they think she'll be until Wednesday, but everything's going fine. So it's, the right direction.
Well, that's good to hear. And we played Alicia Dixon for you, and that is your anxiety song. So could you sort of talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I just think that's fantastic. Actually, I've been in recovery for 6 months. I had a really bad problem with alcohol for the longest of time, and I've been 6 months recovered, and I'm really looking forward to working with other people with addiction issues. That's gone really well, but basically that's been my song, because a lot to do with recovery, if it's something that people need. I've been to a lot of AA and things like that, and a lot of what people need is to just calm their anxiety in the first place. And I've actually learned like a lot of different breathing techniques and things like that, but that song just grounds me. It brings me straight back down to earth. If I get a bit of a wobble, like if stresses get too much and I feel overwhelmed, I just pop that on and I do my breathing to the song, and sometimes close my eyes and I'm like, everything's better now. I can just look at everything straight and fresh, and I don't get any triggers or anything like that. And that's just, it's become to be my first and favourite anxiety song, and thank you for playing it, because I just closed my eyes and was listening to it on the radio, and I was just breathing deep, and my daughter's gone back to sleep, which is really lovely because she needs the rest, and I was just like, this is nice,
it's
peaceful and it's nice, and it's my anxiety song, so
okay. And congratulations as well for sort of turning a corner with the addiction, because I guess having not been for anything like that myself, the hardest part will be kind of admitting, I suppose, that there's a problem, wouldn't it?
Absolutely John, it took me probably I'd say, I was drinking as a teenager normally, and then I think with COVID and everything, which obviously affected a lot of people, I'm not making out an open shut case, because that's clearly not the case, but that's when I hit a corner, and I went over like an invisible line in my head and didn't realize, and I'm like, oh no, I've always had a drink. This isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is if you drink every day, and I was starting to. And it's up to the individual and how they feel about it. But I am a single mum with a couple of children. They need me. I wasn't being very clever, but it's not about being clever when it comes to addiction. It takes hold, and you don't see it taking hold. And then
it's
the
a slow
first step
process.
Is definitely admitting it and getting help. But you know what I'd like to say, John, for anybody, in case there is anyone listening and they're wondering if they've got a problem, questioning their drinking, anything like that. Honestly, there's so much help. And I think that's what I was worried about. I felt really, like, insecure, and I thought, well, even if I do have a problem, like, no one's going to want to help me. There isn't any help available, and there is so much help. Really is. So I just say to anybody, just look online and just literally put in, I think I've got a problem, where's the help? And all sorts come up. And I'd say Woking is fantastic, actually. We're really good at advertising it as well, if you look for it. I mean, you know, you've only got to go, into a public toilet and close the door, and normally it's like, do you know anyone with a problem? Like, here's a number. Like, you can call to help them, you can call yourself. And yeah, I'd say Woking. I feel really privileged to be somebody that lives in the borough.
Yes, absolutely.
I've been Woking directly. Yeah.
Do you know, that's good to hear, and it's good to hear that helps out there. And you've turned a corner. So a positive to start your new year. Then I'd imagine.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I'm feeling really confident, and I'm really happy. I'm like, 2024 is going to be my year. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. But I'm going to see it through. You know, I'm going to see it through some sober eyes, and I'm going to be, present for all of it. And
absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And and try not to burn the sprouts next year.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Yeah, I'll try my hardest, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come round yours for dinner, see how many things you can burn. Be like, yeah, I kind of once a chicken. It's now a bit cremated.
If you ever want to come round for dinner, John, you're welcome.
Yeah.
But whether it'll be burnt or not, can't tell you. You know, your guess is as good as mine, mate.
I mean, that's a talent, burning the sprouts. I mean, usually it's a meat that gets burned
on
Christmas dinner. So
yeah.
That just makes...
Yeah, my timing's always been way off, yeah.
It's hard, though, because there's so many things going in the oven. And it's like, all right, I put this at this time, I've got to get this out, I've got to do that. I have been known to burn Yorkshire puddings. You have to put them in the oven for 4 minutes.
They're easy to burn,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, I found them 2 days later at the back of the oven, like charcoal.
They create a lot of smoke as well. They can create a lot of smoke. See, you could tell that I am the queen of burn. I've obviously done that.
I mean, you know, if you're doing a bit of singing, if I'm singing in the shower, I could have a smoke machine when you could just go and burn the sprouts and the food. You know,
oh, you know, John, I don't sing, do I?
No, not at all. But, well, thank you, Nikki, for coming on. It's been really nice to talk to you, and wish you all the best with your daughter at the hospital, and hope everything works out there. And, good luck with everything in 2024.
Thank you very much, you too, John. Hopefully speak to you soon, and all the best. And keep doing what you're doing. You're wicked.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Glad we get you everywhere. And keep doing what you're doing with burning the sprouts as well.
Yeah, couldn't change myself if I tried. All right, have a good day, mate, and I'll catch up soon, yeah?
Yeah, we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you. There we go. There's Ricky joining us on the programme. What an amazing story, you know, turning a corner with addiction, seeking help, and starting 2024, a new year, a new start. Brilliant stuff.